This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. The fight for Ukraine played out beyond the battlefields on Wednesday, with Kiev cutting off one Russian natural gas pipeline that supplies European homes and industry, while a Moscow-installed official in southern Ukraine said the Kremlin should annex Kherson after Russian troops took control. Ukraine's natural gas pipeline operator said it was stopping Russian shipments through a hub in eastern Ukraine controlled by Moscow-backed separatists because of interference from enemy forces, including the apparent siphoning of gas. About one-third of Russian gas headed to Western Europe passes through Ukraine, although one analyst said the immediate effect might be limited since much of it can be redirected through another pipeline. Russia's giant state-owned Gazprom said gas flowing to Europe through Ukraine was down 25% from the day before. The European Union, as part of its announced effort to punish Russia for its 11-week invasion of Ukraine, is looking to end its reliance on Russian energy to heat homes and fuel industries. It has, however, encountered some opposition from within its 27-member bloc of nations, especially from Hungary, which says its economy would sustain a major hit if its supply of Russian energy were cut off. In Brussels, negotiations with Hungary over a ban on Russian energy purchases ended Wednesday for the moment. If not resolved, it would be a major split among NATO allies in unified Western sanctions against Russian President Vladimir Putin to sanction him for his invasion of Ukraine. Find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news on our website, voanews.com, or follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. Ferdinand Marcos Jr., the son of an ousted Philippine dictator, declared victory in this week's presidential elections Wednesday. He faced early calls to ensure respect for human rights, the rule of law, and democracy. VOA's Marissa Melton reports.
Marcos Jr. garnered more than 31 million votes in an unofficial vote count from Monday's polls in what's projected to be one of the strongest mandates for a Philippine president in decades. His vice presidential running mate, Sara Duterte, appeared to also have won by a landslide. Marcos Jr.'s spokesman, Vic Rodriguez, told reporters that Marcos Jr.'s electoral triumph is a victory for democracy. He promised to seek common ground across political divides. Rodriguez quoted him as saying, "Judge me not by my ancestors, but by my actions." The separately elected president and vice president will take office on June 30th after the results are confirmed by the legislature. They'll serve a single six-year term. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
Meanwhile, drug overdose deaths in the U.S. reached a record last year, the AP's Ed Donahue reports.
The CDC estimate is more than 107,000 Americans died of drug overdoses. It translates to roughly one overdose death every 5 minutes. The previous record number of deaths was set in 2020. The director of the National Institute on Drug Abuse called the latest numbers truly staggering. The White House says it's unacceptable and called for measures like connecting more people to treatment, disrupting drug trafficking, and expanding access to the overdose-reversing medication naloxone. Experts say the pandemic has been very difficult for people with drug addictions, as lockdowns and other restrictions isolated them and made treatment harder to get. I'm Ed Donahue.
Guinea's legislative body on Wednesday announced there would be a three-year transition period before civilian rule is restored, defying regional partners who have called for a swifter timetable following a coup. The 36-month transition, decided at a legislative plenary meeting on Wednesday, is slightly shorter than the 39 months which the military leader had announced. Last September, Army officers led by Colonel Mamadé Doumbouya ousted elected President Alpha Condé in the impoverished French colony. Recapping our top story, the fight for Ukraine played out beyond the battlefields on Wednesday, with Kiev cutting off one Russian natural gas pipeline that supplies European homes and industry, while a Moscow-installed official in southern Ukraine said the Kremlin should annex Kherson after Russian troops took control. Ukraine's natural gas pipeline operator said it was stopping shipments because of interference, including the apparent siphoning of gas by Russian forces. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey.